help is on the way, according to the United Nations. The UN announced it's reached an agreement with Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi on providing humanitarian aid to the country. Joining us now is New York Times correspondent Rod Nordland from the rebel capital of Benghazi. First of all, Rod, assess the humanitarian situation, and what does this agreement mean, do you think?
Well, in the east, the humanitarian situation is not bad. In many ways, it's actually better than in Tripoli. That people have food, shops are open, there's fuel, and so on. It's in enclaves like Misrata in the west where there's a very dire situation. And Gaddafi has made many agreements in the course of this conflict to have ceasefires and to allow aid to get in. And while they've honored some of the agreements on aid, No ceasefire that they've declared so far is held.
And there are 300,000 people trapped in Misrata, we understand?
That's pretty clear. We have a correspondent there ourselves, and so do some other news organizations, and they're all pretty much pinned down there.
All right.
They have access from the sea, but that's about it.
And the United Nations, of course, the story this morning, the United Nations has negotiated some sort of an agreement with the Muammar Gaddafi to bring humanitarian aid to places controlled by Muammar Gaddafi, including Misrata, where 300,000 people are trapped. Rod Nordland of The New York Times in Benghazi, thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.